And it's today's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Well, we're going to move along to a little bit less grim.
Change gears.
Yes, we're going to change gears. Of course, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Perhaps you aren't going out to dinner with that special person, but you want to stay home and have a nice candlelit meal with linen tablecloth and napkins, an appetizer, soft music, perhaps some really good champagne.
Sounds good, Linda.
And then who knows what goes on from there.
Are you cooking?
Who knows what goes on after that?
Hello, Bonnie.
Well, with the meal you described is going to take a few hours.
Well, joining me now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer, and we have a special guest to give tips on how to pull that scenario off.
Hello. Nice to be with you. Talking about gifts, you know, going out to dinner or buying a gift, and as you said, Joe, how about an elegant but easy dinner at home? Our guest is going to give us our tips. She's the Food Network star, Kelsey Nixon. Her show is Kelsey's Essentials, and her latest book is Kitchen Confidence. Welcome, Kelsey.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners, as well. What is your favorite Valentine dinner? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email, Bonnie?
We do, radio@WLRN.org.
And also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. Fred gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns that you can read in today's Miami Herald. And you can also read Fred's wine column in today's Herald. Fred, Valentine's drinks, do you think?
Absolutely. Although first I want to say that I went to her website and checked it out, and she has, Joe, you'll be happy to hear this, she has mac and cheese with bacon and deviled eggs with brown sugar bacon. So she's one of us.
I'm a bacon lover. There's no question about that.
Everything's better with bacon. You can get bacon dental floss now.
Thank you for that information. That was important for us to know.
Anyway, I'm going to talk about wine for Valentine's Day, obviously.
Oh, you are? I can imagine what it'll be, huh?
Well, yeah.
A little bubbly?
Yeah.
A little bubbly, you think?
A little bit.
Okay, Kelsey Nixon. Okay, Valentine's dinners can get out of hand, and I had to smile at your description in your book of the first Valentine dinner you made for your husband. You worked all day, and you worked so hard that when you finally sat down to dinner, you cried.
I did. It was a disaster.
I smile because many of us have done the same thing. So help us out. Give us a suggestion for Valentine's dinner.
Well, you know, I think that many of us understand that going out for Valentine's Day is tough because it's hard to get a reservation, and they're overbooked, and it's, you know, menus can be overpriced, and so we like the notion of staying home and making Valentine's dinner, but then I think that we tend to put this added pressure on ourselves to make this elaborate meal, and I think that's where people get themselves into trouble. I think that making a nice, simple meal, sticking to what you know, making recipes that you're really comfortable with is definitely the way to go, because you want to enjoy the evening. You don't want all this extra added pressure, and by all means, you don't want to end the night in tears. So I am a fan of sticking to really basic, delicious recipes.
So what are some ideas for us?
For example, I love making a great steak at home. And I think that's something that can be often intimidating to people. But I think it's about equipping yourself with the right equipment and the right cuts of meat. So a cast iron skillet, for example. This is something I talk about in Kitchen Confidence and on my show, Kelsey's Essentials. It's one of those essential tools in the kitchen that doesn't cost that much money, but boy, will it make a big difference in your searing off a steak at home.
Well, you know, they're really wonderful, Kelsey, these cast iron skillets, but it's hard to keep them clean and keep them from getting rusty and all. So first tell us what kind of steak we should have, and then tell us how to handle our skillet.
So I'm a fan of, if you're looking for a nice, quick option, I'm a huge fan of skirt steak at the moment because it cooks very quickly. I think it's really easy to kind of manipulate the cut to know when you've cooked it too long, when you haven't cooked it too long. So I'm a huge fan of skirt steak at the moment. And when it comes to taking care of that cast iron skillet, if you can keep a few things things in mind, like to never use dish soap on it, and to really limit the amount of water you use. It really will hold up quite well. And really, the more you use it, the better it gets when it comes to seasoning it up. So I've really fallen in love with using my cast iron skillet. And while I do the cooking in the house, my husband, he's the master at doing the dishes. And boy, has he received an instruction or two about taking care of those cast iron skillets, because I love them so much.
I once had someone, put mine in the dishwasher.
No, oh man,
catastrophe! What I like about it is that her husband does the dishes. That's a good Valentine's gift. I have
to
say.
You know what? That is an arrangement that works out well in our home, and I often remind him. And you know, there's no complaining. That's his role in the kitchen. The cooking's my role, and we feel great about it.
Great. So now let's get back to our Valentine's dinner. So you're not going to put any sauce on the steak? It's just going to be plain, delicious steak?
No. I'm going to do a sauce, but you know what I love doing? I love doing a chimichurri sauce, which is something you can throw together in food processor or blender really, really quickly. It's nice and bright, fresh herbs. It's a little acidic. I add some red wine vinegar to it, garlic in there for a nice pungent kick. And it's so simple. It comes together literally in under a minute, and it's a nice, beautiful, bright green color drizzled over a skirt steak that's sliced thin against the grain. So beautiful, so delicious, and very quick and easy and approachable.
Is that parsley?
Parsley, yes. I like to add a little bit of basil in my chimichurri as well.
It's a little cilantro sometimes.
Cilantro, yes, exactly. You can really manipulate it based on your preference for herbs, but... I love the zing of the vinegar in there and the garlic.
Right, and to tell you a little bit, might not be so happy for you to hear, Kelsey, but we can buy chimichurri sauce already made here. So that'll make you,
I'm jealous.
Your Valentine's dinner a little bit easier. Let's go on, because you started talking a little bit about your book, and we want to make our dinners easier, and one way to make that is to know your way around the kitchen. So... how can we organize our kitchen? What are some quick tips to make sure our kitchen's organized?
Well, when it comes to organizing your kitchen, I think that one thing I like to do is put things in like places. For example, I have one area of my kitchen that's dedicated to all of my baking needs. And everything from, offset spatulas to cookie sheets and parchment paper all live in one place. And I think that it's important to set yourself up for success in the kitchen. You know, it may feel daunting and intimidating to take an afternoon to organize that kitchen, but boy, when you do, and you set yourself up in nice working order, it makes a big difference.
Well, you know, that is so true, Kelsey. When my sister comes to visit, she's always upset with me because I have my coffee cups in a separate place from where the coffee is. And she always says to me, have the coffee, have the sugar, have the coffee cups right there. I don't want to have to walk across the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I'm a big fan of kind of organizing by category. Another thing that I'm a big fan of is using clear storage. So, for example, my flour, my sugar, oatmeal, things like that, I like keeping those in airtight containers that are clear. I find that when you can see something, you're more likely to use it. So even grains like quinoa or pastas, I like to keep in clear containers, and I really reach for them more often because they're visible on that shelf.
Right, and the tip you give or the time you spent, which is really a valuable time that you just every once in a while you stop and you reorganize your closet, your cabinets, and all, because we all do. We find that something in the back that we forgot we had, and we've bought three more.
And, you know, sometimes that thing that you found in the back may just inspire a weeknight meal. You know, it may just inspire you to switch something up or make a recipe that you haven't made in a long time. And, gosh, I don't know about you, but I'm always welcome to that. Even, where cooking is my profession, I'm just like every other person out there where I'm looking for new ideas. I'm looking for things that work in the middle of the week. And sometimes discovering that quinoa that's been tucked away for a couple of months is just the thing to spark, a recipe reminder for a quinoa pilaf or, maybe a soup that includes quinoa or something like that.
Right. So
in
let me
my
ask,
household, my wife does the reorganizing, and then I can't find anything for a month.
Oh, gosh.
But I bet you can find the wine.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I bet you can.
If you have enough around, you can always spot some of it.
So, Kelsey, you told us to make a steak for Valentine's. Let's go back to Valentine's. So what are you making for Valentine's?
Well, ironically, I'm on a book tour, so me and my sweetheart are on separate sides of the country. So, bless his heart, he's probably ordering pizza, poor guy. But we celebrated it. We celebrated a week or two early. And I made just what I described. I made a script steak with a chimichurri sauce. He's a big meat and potatoes guy. And so to go with the steak, I made a recipe from my book, Smashed Potatoes. And I'm a fan of these because I think you get all of the deliciousness that comes with mashed potatoes, but yet you're not required to be quite as perfect. I'm a big fan of leaving the skins on and having some texture in my potatoes. And I always like to add a little bit of cream cheese. And I feel that that just takes them from good to great.
So you just smash
them. What kind of potatoes do you use for that?
I use a Yukon Gold. So just like making mashed potatoes, but I like, it's crazy. I think that a lot of people don't make mashed potatoes because it's like, oh, great. I'm going to have skins. They're going to be lumpy. And they set themselves almost for failure before they even begin. So this idea of calling them smashed potatoes, it's kind of like calling something rustic in cooking, right? If you say, I'm making a rustic this or that, then no one expects it to look perfect. And you've gone ahead and saved yourself. So this is the same thing with potatoes.
Well, that sounds really delicious, Kelsey. But we're going to have to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guest today is TV celebrity Kelsey Nixon. She's been giving us some wonderful Valentine dinner tips. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Our guest is TV Food Network star Kelsey Nixon. Her show is Kelsey's Essentials, and her new book is Kitchen Confidence. She's been giving us tips on some simple, elegant Valentine's dinners where we're all drooling, and helping us organize our kitchens for speedy cooking. She's going to be coming to Miami South Beach Food and Wine Festival. So I think she's going to be at the brunch on Sunday, the February 23rd. Is that right, Kelsey?
That's correct. I'll be part of Trish's Southern Brunch, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that sounds great. She was on our program last year, Trish. She's terrific. Well, it's dinner in minutes time. So here's another easy, elegant Valentine dinner, or any time dinner. Kelsey gave us steak, so I'm giving you lamb. It's Florentine lamb with tomato linguine. So herb-crusted lamb steaks. Now, I like to get a lamb steak that they cut a slice right through the leg. It's about an inch thick. It has a little round bone in the center. If you don't see it in the display case, ask the butcher for it. But it only takes a few minutes to cook it. So to go with it, I mixed up some garlic and some rosemary and breadcrumbs, and I broil the steak. Maybe about 7 minutes, this lamb steak. I turn it over, put the breadcrumbs on top, another few minutes, and it's done. And while that's on, take some spinach, put it in the microwave, cook it for a couple of minutes, then mix a little cream, a little nutmeg in it, and you serve the lamb over the spinach, and that's why it's called lamb Florentine. To go with it, boil up some linguine, toss with some tomatoes, olive oil, salt, and pepper, and that's just a few-minute dinner. Delicious. Mm-hmm. The complete recipe and a photo. Is that, that's, I didn't put any bacon in it. It's all right?
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You still could.
<That's> delicious.
Okay, the photo and the recipe, dinnerinminutes.com. And if you're looking for another Valentine's dinner, in today's Miami Herald, I have a coffee-rubbed steak with sautéed garlic potatoes. And that's in today's Miami Herald. You can also follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer.
Linda, I'm proud. This is Kathleen. I'm proud to say my favorite tried and true Valentine's Day dinner is the fillet of beef with cognac mustard sauce recipe that I clipped from one of Linda's Dinner in Minutes columns over 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
This dovetails nicely with Kelsey's suggestion of preparing steak in the skillet, but using filet mignon with cognac mustard sauce makes it really, really special.
Boy, I'm hungry now. Thank you. Thank you.
Kathleen,
thank you very much. Fred, what are we drinking?
Well, if it's Valentine's Day, it's time for my annual plea for wine fans to give rosé wines the respect they deserve and use them to celebrate the hedonistic holiday.
Hedonistic?
Hedonistic, yes.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
And rosés can be wonderful. They can be as pink as a lover's blush, as happy as her laugh, as lively as her sense of humor.
Where did you get that from?
He's a poet.
Fred,
yeah, and then you throw in a little poetry scene, and then you got it made.
Okay.
It's the perfect wine to drink a toast to her, or I suppose to him. But sad to say, many wine fans even today turn up their noses at rosés, and it's a shame. The wine's got a bad rep in the 1970s with the creation of Blush Zinfandels, if you remember those.
Remember Matus?
Yeah, they were too sweet, too bland, not much more than Kool-Aid with alcohol, kind of like the wine version of a blind date.
There's nothing to say about that, Fred.
For decades now. Before the end of the 1980s, passionate wine fans had risen up and smitten those blush wine makers with the wrath of cast-aside friends with benefits. And many winemakers, to their benefit, listened. They started turning out lively, fruity, dry, crisp, and delightful rosés. So today, rosés are back. And come on, people, catch up. One proof that rosés are wonderful again is that a bottle of the really good stuff, for example, Bollinger's rich and spicy Grand Anais Rosé Champagne, will set you back 209 smackers. Mm. And you know, all those rich people drink that can't be wrong. But you don't have to spend that much.
I was going to say, most rosés are really expensive, aren't they, Fred?
The top rosé champagnes are very expensive, yeah. And it's a reflection of the real people who really know about wine are demanding these things. It's a matter of supply and demand. But as I say, you don't have to spend that much. There's a Mirabelle Brut Rosé sparkling wine by Schramsberg in California. It's only $27 a bottle. Or if you want your rosé without bubbles, you can try the Holman Ranch Rosé from California, which is only $22. And you can even have a sweet rosé if you want, a good sweet rosé, that is. Behringer makes a white Zinfandel that tastes like sweet strawberries, but this is no Kool-Aid wine. This is light and zingy and lively and crisp with natural fruit acids. These guys know how to do it right, and it's only about $8.
Wow, that's a good price.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And finally, if all this doesn't work, if she decides to dump you or you dump her, check out my column in today's Miami Herald. It has tips on how to throw a Valentine's Day bah humbug party. So either way, I got you covered.
Oh, thank you, Fred. Wow. Thank you, Fred Tesco.
Not very optimistic, Fred.
You can't drop the bomb on Valentine's Day, can you?
Well, it's been known to happen. Not, I never did it, but, you know.
I have been dumped on Valentine's Day. It does happen.
Oh, Kelsey. Oh. But you have...
This is the ironic part. By my husband of today, he dumped me in college on Valentine's Day, so I still make sure he never forgets it.
Could you elaborate on that?
For that, even as we speak.
Are you stuck with him?
I stuck with him. Boy, did he have to work hard, though, guys.
He had to pay
and
for
I'll
it.
I'll always have one up on him for that.
Well, it sounds to me like you're dumping him a little bit this time.
Yeah, right. I like I said, I like to remind him every Valentine's Day. Remember when we were young and stupid? And anyways, it's a good memory of Valentine's Day. He likes to remind me that every Valentine's Day from here on out will always be better than that one. So
well, there you go. All right. Well, I'm glad at least you had a chance to have a Valentine's Day before your book tour.
Yeah.
That was smart.
Great.
Okay, well, let's get back to some of the cooking techniques in your book, Kitchen Confidence. Indoor grilling. So many people live in apartments or condos and can't grill outside. And how can we make our indoor grilling taste like some of the flavors of an outdoor grill? What about that smoky flavor? Give us some tips.
You know, I'm a fan of stocking yourself up with the right tools and equipment and the right ingredients. So ingredients like smoked paprika or chipotle powder or my loved bacon can really give you some of the authentic smoky flavors that you're after when it comes to grilling. If you really want to take it to the next level, and a little natural liquid smoke can give your food a really nice kind of grill-kissed taste. It's really fun to use. You want to use it sparingly because a little bit goes a long way. But really, that's a fun ingredient to have on hand. And when it comes to tools, I'm a big fan of that cast iron, a grill pan that gets smoking hot to give you both the grill marks and the char and that flavor that everyone loves about grilling.
Right, and have a good fan. in your kitchen.
Definitely have a good fan or else that smoke alarm's going to be going off every time.
Well, there's a lot, you're right, there are a lot of smoky kind of spices in this supermarket, and it's a good chance to just go in and look and see what's there to give us a nice, great flavor. But it's been a really, really tasty week. We're out of time. Kelsey Nixon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Her book is Kitchen Confidential, Great Tips for Cooking. Now, next week, we're going to be talking with FIU.
No, the name of the book is?
Kitchen Confidence.
Confidence. You said confidential.
I did it again.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You're confusing it with
yes,
Bourdain.
Bourdain. Kelsey, forgive me.
We are very different.
But we're looking forward to seeing you here in Miami Beach at the festival, the South Beach Food and Wine Festival. But next week, we're going to be talking with FIU Dean Mike Hampton. He'll tell us about their new facility and the amazing new research that they're doing there.
Linda, thanks for the Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, chocolate
mint.
Chocolate
thin mint.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.